You're listening to SBS News.
Preparing abalone as it's been done for thousands of years. Dr. Emma Lee is a Trelawney woman and associate professor at Swinburne University. She's been one of the pioneers behind this initiative.
It's one of our cultural keystone species. Women dived for abalone. It's not just food, but it's also how we represent ourselves.
And that value in the sea snails has led Dr. Lee to research a market for cultural fisheries for the last 6 years.
My vision and our community's vision is that we're going to end juvenile justice interventions. We're going to create cradle-to-grave sea country programs where we can get people connected.
And now a breakthrough. An agreement signed with a newly established organisation that manages traditional practices on the land and in the sea. The group are now in charge of 40 quota units from the state government, meaning they can commercially catch and sell abalone. For Palawa elder Rodney Dillon, it's been an emotional journey.
This was taken away from us for many years and we wasn't part of it. It became too expensive and it became too hard for us to get into this industry.
It's estimated about 9 jobs for Tasmanian Aboriginal people will be created initially.
It's also about employing young people, young boys and girls, as deckhands on the boats, learning navigation, getting Master 5 tickets, getting their own boats. So I think there's a lot of steps in this that we need to take and there's going to be a lot to be done.
Similar deals have already been signed across the country in recent years. Jo Morrison is the group CEO of the National Indigenous Land and Sea Country Corporation.
I think it's a signal that Australia is maturing to the point where we are seeing more and more of these rights being given to Indigenous people, and we've seen that in other parts of the country, but I think it's particularly important here.
Dr. Emma Lee sees great potential in culturally harvested abalone for tourism in Tasmania.
We want to work with mainstream Tasmanian restaurants to be able to build up a brand. We want to be able to work to reset the relationship so that we understand sea country is important to everyone's health. By being leaders in the field of commercial fisheries, we can begin to start to chip away and transform that into fisheries for social impact and deliver real regional development benefits from Indigenous leadership.
The Land and Sea Aboriginal Corporation of Tasmania will now search for abalone producers to work with. Sarah Maunder, SBS News.